today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side.
Hi, this is Clint Broussard from Blues and Hi-Fi, and you are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Welcome to 50 Years After, music that changed the world, where each week we feature one album in its entirety from the early 1970s. I'm your host, Stuart Nance, and my co-host is Andrew Dansby. Join us for the next hour as we feature music from 50 Years After.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World. Episode 71 is The Kids and Me by Billy Preston. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my guest host today is Tom Richards. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Stu. Glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me. And, you know, one of my specialties is the Rolling Stones, and Billy Preston fits right in there.
Absolutely, particularly in the context of 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We talked last summer about Billy on Goat's Head Soup, and our intro today was from that album.
Oh, yeah. Heartbreaker, baby.
I just never remember how many do's it is. It's a bunch of do's.
Repeat as necessary.
Right. Heartbreaker's easier, but that's what we heard with the clavinet, Billy, right out front, mm-hmm. Very first notes. And I remember that was both of our favorite songs from Goat's Head Soup.
Yeah, and the clavinet, really, I think for that song, that's the hook.
Yeah. 100%. And I think that's a good point. I always think of Billy Preston as an organ player, but mm-hmm. That's not the extent to which his keyboards were limited.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Great piano player. And on the clavinet, I mean, that was an instrument that was invented in the early 60s, and it was designed to play classical music on, like Bach and things like that. But the funk musicians got a hold of it in the early 70s, and that's what Billy's jumping off of, like what Stevie Wonder did,
right.
For instance, on Superstition. And when you plug in an envelope filter or an automatic wah, or use a wah-wah pedal, it gives that distinctive sound. So, yeah, Billy was all over that 50 years ago in the 70s, and he played with the Stones, actually starting on Sticky Fingers. He played organ on Can't You Hear Me Knockin', and then played some on Exile. I think the cut there was Shine a Light. And then he really got to be involved with the whole Stones machinery around the time of Goat's Head Soup, It's Only Rock and Roll, and especially the 1975 album, Let It Bleed. Several of the songs on that record were inspired by material that Billy brought in to the sessions. He was kind of the keyboard player du jour, almost, of that era, because after he had played with the Beatles on Get Back, and is the only artist ever to be credited on a label along with the Beatles. Yeah, he played such a significant role in that song. So if he was good enough for the Beatles, I guess the thinking was he's good enough for us. And his run with the Stones ended, I guess, in 76. He toured with them 75 and 76 and even performed a couple of his own songs in the middle of the show, which was a long show. Those were like 2 hours, 45 minutes, 3 hours maybe. So it gave Mick a break. But Keith and other people in the organization felt like maybe his influence was a little bit too strong. He had a very strong musical personality, and Keith said something to the effect of, well, he'd come in and we'd end up with a great track, but it was more of a Billy Preston track after a while than it was a Rolling Stones track. So money may have been involved, but they ended up parting company right after that 75-76 tour and Black and Blue. And the Stones were undergoing a change in direction, because the next album that came after that was Some Girls, which was very punk influence.
Right.
So, yeah, Billy was just right in there in the early to mid 70s, played on a ton of people's records in addition to the Stones. He really had that gospel background combined with the funk sensibility, and he was really the perfect player at the perfect time for a lot of material.
Yeah, well, and this album, released in 1974, native Houstonian.
Oh, that's right.
Who grew up in the church playing the organ, but obviously synthesizers became part of his arsenal of keyboard weapons that he deployed. And by this point, by The Kids and Me, he'd already kind of established himself as a solo artist, had some singles that were successful. Let's run down the lineup for side one, and we'll give that a listen.
Okay, on side one, we have Tell Me You Need My Loving, Nothing From Nothing, which was one of the big singles, Struttin', Sister Sugar, then Sad, Sad Song, and closing out side one, a tune that Billy wrote and so many people covered, You Are So Beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great one. We'll have more to say about all of these here in a minute, but let's take a break. Listen to side one of The Kids and Me by Billy Preston here on 50 Years After.
Yeah, I like this song, boy. I like it. Rock on. Yes. Damn, you need my loving. Damn, you need me too. Damn, you need my loving. The way that I need you. A wise old man once told me, so take my advice. Find somebody and love them. Treat them good and that's you, my little darling. Believe me when I say I need you, and I got to have you. Tell you be my loving, tell you be me too. Tell you be my loving, the way that I need. When I work on over creation, trying to find what it's all about, I hear the old man's conversation. Every time your lips stick out, you my little darling. Believe me when I say be my loving, tell you need me too. Tell you need my loving, no way that I need you. Tell you need me too. Tell you need my loving the way that I need you. Wow. 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 Take my advice. Wow. You got to find somebody and love you. Yes. Yes. You got to treat them good and then you're my little darling. Woo. Believe me when I say I need you. And I got to have you. Tell you need my loving. Tell you need me too. Damn, you need my loving the way that I need you.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. joy and happiness you bring. I wanna thank you, baby. Such joy and happiness you bring, just like a dream.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, Episode 71, is The Kids and Me by Billy Preston. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my guest host this week is Tom Richards. Okay, Tom, how about that last song?
A classic. I don't think it would be going too far to call that one a standard, or at least a modern-day standard. Joe Cocker's cover of that tune, written by Billy, probably sold the most and is the one that people are most familiar with, but there have been a ton of covers of that song. A bunch of artists have taken that on, and for obvious reasons. It's sentimental, it's a love song, and it's just a very well-constructed tune. And we also heard in there Nothing from Nothing. Boy, I remember hearing that on the transistor radio in the summer of 74, and that song was all over the place.
It really was. And obviously, he's playing the piano there.
Mm-hmm.
Great tune, very popular as a single. Tom, let's talk about the musicians that played on this. There's a couple of noteworthy names. We don't necessarily have the full roster, unfortunately, but we do know a couple of them.
One is Joe Walsh. And you wouldn't think necessarily of Joe Walsh and Billy Preston playing together, but yeah, Joe can play just about everything. And good musicians, it's like a magnet. They're attracted to each other.
It's right. Like,
hey, that guy can play. He's got some chops. I want to get him on my session.
Well, and he still would have been with Barnstorm at this point. This was before he had migrated to the Eagles.
Correct.
Another one that we mentioned was Al Perkins.
Yeah, Al Perkins plays banjo on this album, but he played pedal steel on the Stones album, Exile on Main Street, on the song Torn and Frayed, which was on the, in air quotes, country side of Exile.
Well, we also heard him play the solo steel on Old 55 with On the Border by the Eagles earlier this year. You and I did that show.
As a matter of fact, yeah. Yeah, he was one of those guys who played with a lot of the neo-country acts in L.A. in the early 70s and did a lot of sessions for a lot of folks. He was one of those kind of like a utility infielder of string instruments.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, I listened for the banjo in this album.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't particularly hear it, but maybe it was on Nothing from Nothing. That's got a little bit of a honky-tonk sound. Listen for Al Perkins on the banjo.
Yeah, I think you got it.
The other musicians I want to highlight are the Brothers Johnson. They played on track number 3, Strutton.
Oh, good golly.
They didn't really break out until just after this album, you know, Strawberry Letter 23. And
right. Yeah, that was a Get couple of years later.
But mm-hmm. yeah, that was mid-70s. This is still early 70s. The Brothers Johnson, you know, they were session guys too.
Sure.
When Motown moved to L.A., they sort of became the new Funk Brothers a little bit. And we're quite young at this point. Yeah, so some great musicians and great music. Let's flip it over, Tom. Let's pre-announce what's coming up on side two.
All right. On side two, we have Sometimes I Love You, followed by St. Elmo. After that, John the Baptist, then Little Black Boys and Girls, and finally, Creature Feature. That's side two.
Okay, most of these songs written by Billy Preston. He had a couple of assists. By and large, this is his work performed by him and the musicians that he arranged around him, and we've been over those. Let's take a break here, Tom. Listen to side two of The Kids and Me here on 50 Years After.
Thank you. Little black boy, staring out your window pane at the city streets still wet with rain. The world don't hate you, they just don't understand. It takes a whole lot of courage for you to be a man. Little black boy, staring down at your worn-out shoes and your ragged pants give you the blues. Somebody loves you, so wipe your tears away. It won't be long for the morning when you will have your say. Little black boy. Little black boy, crying tears from your sad brown eyes. In the coming years you'll realize we're all God's children. So don't you be afraid, you must be brave, not a slave, and you will make the grade. Little black boy, crying tears from your sad brown eyes. In the coming years you'll realize we're all God's children. So wipe your tears away. It won't be long for the morning when you will have your say. Yeah. Little black boy,
love. Come here, brother. Why you crying, little man? Oh, don't worry about it. Everything will be all right. Don't worry, little boy. Little boy, little boy. Got to be strong, little boy. Got to be brave, little boy. No more slave, little boy. Little boy, little boy. Oh, little black boy. Little black boy.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, Episode 71 is The Kids and Me by Billy Preston. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my guest host is Tom Richards. All right, Tom, that's the end of side two. Let's talk about the legacy, maybe pick a favorite, and bring this current.
Well, in terms of Billy Preston's legacy, I mean, unfortunately, he didn't live that long. He died when he was 59 years old in 2006, but he played on so many records during the 70s, and as we mentioned, he was a big influence on the Rolling Stones during the mid to latter part of the 70s. Played with the Beatles on Get Back. He's in the Let It Be movie, which actually is streaming now. It's been remastered.
Oh, cool.
And using all the Peter Jackson digital technology. And supposedly it's not as much of a drag as people remembered. But he was a big part in moving those Let It Be sessions forward, because the Beatles started without him. And then he came to visit because they knew each other from Hamburg.
Yeah, when he toured with Little Richard, he met them in the early 60s.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they knew him from way back, and he just showed up at the studio to say hi, and they put him to work, and he hung out for a while and played on the rooftop concert.
Right.
As we mentioned, he was one of the great clavinet players, along with
Stevie
Wonder.
Well, and he was close
with
George Harrison and got involved at the concert for Bangladesh in the early 70s.
Yes, later on, he was a part of that. I mean, he was one of those guys who was sort of like Phil Collins later on. It seemed like he was everywhere.
You know, the analogy I was going to make was Leon Russell, because apparently Billy Preston was a producer on Shindig, which is also a gig that Leon Russell had.
Yeah, everybody knew everybody and played together at various times. Yeah, Leon Russell actually would be a much better cognate than, Phil Collins.
But, no problem.
We were discussing, while we were listening to Side 2, we were discussing hairstyles.
So what about that?
Well, during the mid-70s, and especially when he was on tour with the Stones in 75, you can find the video on YouTube, he was sporting an enormous fro. I mean, it was...
Massive.
It was like a shrub or something. And it looked great, but the reason it looked great is that it was a wig.
Yeah, and I did not know that until very recently, but the truth is out.
Yeah, and in Keith Richards' book, his autobiography, he makes a reference to getting into an argument with Billy and threatening to pull his wig off on stage. And Keith mentioned, he said, I don't know why he did that, because without the wig, he had a great Billy Eckstein kind of look. Handsome man, and, you know, rocking the more subdued afro, you know. Handsome dude. But it was the 70s. It was outrageous.
It was kind of a statement at that point.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, exactly. And also, he had to share the stage with Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
So you got to use all your weapons.
That makes sense. Thank you for that context.
Absolutely. The things I know. I don't know important things, but I know stuff like that.
It's been 20 years almost since he passed. You know, there wasn't a lot being said until very recently. Let's talk about the latest chapter in the Billy Preston story.
Yeah. The latter part of Billy's life was not happy. He had substance issues. And like Little Richard, who he played with early on, as we mentioned, several things I've read indicate that he was very conflicted, like Richard, coming from a spiritual background. Church was a big part of his growing up, and he was homosexual, and this created a lot of inner tension. That's actually probably understating it. So he had psychological demons going on. He died in 2006, and a documentary has been produced at his screen publicly once that we know of at South by Southwest. It's called Billy Preston, You Are So Beautiful. And there's some litigation surrounding that. Some of the people, including Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, who put up some of the money and helped with the production of the film, were not happy with the way Billy was portrayed. They found it a bit, I guess, sensationalistic would be a way to put it. So we'll have to keep you posted on that. I would be very interested to see the film, and I hope they work it out so that it's at least a balanced view of his life, because it was not good at the end. He spent time in jail, had problems with the police, and that's a shame, because there's so much great about his life and his legacy. And I mean, it's true of so many musicians, like George Jones, Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, a lot of times musicians are a mess, and you can't ignore that, but I think it's important to balance things and to realize that for so many creative people, and especially someone who is dealing with, like Billy Preston, dealing with issues surrounding his sexuality, it's a really tough place to be internally.
Yeah. That film's called That's the Way God Planned It.
Oh, that's it.
That's the title. We don't know when or if it'll be shown again. It's the subject of this ongoing litigation in California, which is unfortunate. I'd love to see it.
Sure.
But there is some controversy surrounding some of the content within it. So we'll just have to wait and see if it sees the light of day. But it's been 50 years now. You know, it would be fun to see some of it.
Well, yeah, especially if they've got some concert footage. You know, Billy was a star in his own right. We've talked about him performing with all these different people, but he was a big star on his own, very successful in terms of selling records and touring. And yeah, I hope they have some footage in the film of the glory days and the glory afro.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple of bonus tracks here, and our outro will be You Are So Beautiful, the Joe Cocker version. So, Tom, thank you so much for being here and for visiting with us about Billy Preston. What a great album, and always appreciate your perspective.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. This was fun.
This is 50 Years After. Episode 71 is The Kids and Me by Billy Preston. Have a great week, and keep living your live radio dreams.
Like the good Lord say, He promised to exalt us, but no is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left? All things are God given, and they all have been blessed. Let mourning, sobbing cease. Learn to help one another and live in perfect peace. If we just be humble, like the good Lord saying, He promised to exalt us, but no. Once in a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round and
around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. Will it go around in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go around in circles? Will it fly high like a bird? My friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. When it go round and circle, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circle, when it fly high. Down in circles.
The Pacifica National Board and the KPFT Local Station Board will be voting on a proposed Pacifica Bylaws Amendment between July 10th and August 24th of 2024. Information on the amendment about how vacancies are filled on the local